Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of wisdom and willpower to conquer the chaos of life. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through emotional regulation. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster ride with your emotions? Up one minute, down the next. You know that feeling when something throws you off balance and suddenly you're spiraling? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. But guess what? We can learn to master those emotional waves and build an unshakable sense of inner strength. Think about it. Life is full of curveballs. Unexpected setbacks, tough conversations, deadlines that feel impossible, they all come with a healthy dose of stress and anxiety. But here's the game changer. How we respond to these challenges makes all the difference. That's where emotional regulation comes in. It's not about suppressing our feelings, it's about becoming aware of them, understanding them, and ultimately choosing how we react. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your resilience game. 1. Become an emotional detective. First things first, you gotta know your triggers. What sets off those emotional alarms? Is it a certain person, situation, or thought pattern? Once you identify your emotional triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop healthy coping mechanisms. 2. Mindfulness is your superpower. Ever heard the saying, be present in the moment? Well, mindfulness is all about that, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and becoming more aware of your emotional landscape. Try taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This can help ground you and bring a sense of calm. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts are powerful. They can either fuel our anxieties or empower us to face challenges head on. When negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's another way to look at this situation? By consciously shifting your perspective, you can break free from negativity and create a more positive inner dialogue. 4. Practice self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes, it's human. But instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, failure is just an opportunity to learn and grow. Be your own cheerleader, offer yourself words of encouragement, and celebrate your victories, big or small. 5. Build your support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and provide a safe space to share your feelings. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can help process emotions, gain valuable perspectives, and feel less isolated when facing challenges. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking into a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, that voice in your head is screaming you're going to mess this up. Sounds familiar? This happens to the best of us. But instead of letting those nerves take over, remember what we talked about today. Take a few deep breaths, that mindfulness superpower, remind yourself that you prepared well and have valuable insights to share. Reframe those negative thoughts. I'm feeling nervous because I care about doing well, instead of I'm going to fail. And most importantly, visualize your success. See yourself confidently delivering your presentation and engaging the audience. By practicing these techniques, you can transform those feelings of anxiety into fuel for an incredible performance. You got this. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? Emotional regulation isn't about being emotionless, it's about mastering our inner world so we can navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. Remember to be mindful, reframe your thoughts, practice self-compassion, and build a strong support system. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that help you manage your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Stoic Confidence. It helps us reach more people who need a little dose of inner strength. Until next time, stay strong, stay confident, and go make something amazing happen.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.